just began the mental health action plan back in the fall here at the health department, and that was kind of a big motivator for us because we are realizing how common mental health illnesses are and how important it is to educate the community on it. So back in the fall, I went to a mental health first aid training. It was about a three-day-long training so I could be certified in mental health first aid so I could bring it back to Mercer County and start teaching community members. The main thing of mental health first aid is we want it to be thought of just like you would a CPR class or first aid class. It teaches people how to identify and understand signs of mental illnesses and even substance use disorders as well. So it's an 8-hour long training, but it gives you the skills and kind of the knowledge to help reach out to people and just be more aware of mental health illnesses as well. The class is directed to anyone in the community, and we encourage anyone and everyone to take it.
And then as far as, when you talk about 8 hours, this gets into a lot of different topics and different things then. This is a kind of intensive one day kind of a session.
Yeah, it can be a little intense. We go through, the more common mental health illnesses like depression, anxiety, but we dive a little deeper as well with bipolar and schizophrenia. And then as the day moves on, we also talk about substance use disorders and drug use and alcohol abuse as well, and then tie it back to some of these mental health illnesses we're seeing as well.
Now, is this the first one you've done, or have you done another one already?
I taught one back in June, and then I taught all the health department staff back in April. But this next class will be July 12th from 8 to 4:30.
So with the first two that you have done then, can you kind of provide a little feedback? What are some of the things that you heard from the participants? Is it serving its purpose, I guess?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Heard nothing but positive things about the class. And one comment I keep hearing is how eye-opening it is and how, they're learning these signs and symptoms and how they can think of someone that they know who might be going through something that they didn't realize. And I have heard some people say it's a lot of information, but it's such good information that it's such a needed class.
And then as far as your professional development goes, so this would be the third one you're going to put on.
Mm-hmm.
So as you move forward, I think you told me off the air that you're going to take a little bit of a break and you're going to receive a little additional training. So what, looking long-term at doing something like this, can you kind of elaborate a little bit about what you're hoping to do?
Sure, absolutely. So my next step is to take a little bit of a break just to continue my education with it, because I can take additional online training to have my classes more targeted towards EMS or targeted towards police officers. So that would be my next goal, is to get additional training so then I can further educate some of the staff we have in the community who might need specific training. I've had a few organizations already reach out to me about wanting to do, more private classes for just their employees. So I see mental health first aid continue just to grow and grow. Nationwide, there's over 1 million people trained in mental health first aid, and I think we are going to see a growing amount in Mercer County be trained as well.